Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Douglas F. Grady's spiritual journey is a unique and compelling one. In the fall of 1999, he underwent a profound spiritual baptism from God, a transformative event that led him to practice self-realization fellowship. His journey began with meditation, which prepared him to receive the spark of love that engulfed his entire soul. His path led him to meet Apostle John through Marilyn Redmond for the book Door to Glory, not just another religious text, but a direct conversation with Apostle John offering profound insights into the mysteries that have puzzled humanity for centuries. And he has since published the book Where is Your Light? Ascension Edition, which focuses on Apostle John's prophecy that sheds light on the transformative changes awaiting our world. And the author, Douglas F. Grady, is our guest on This Week in America. Douglas, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, sir.
Looking forward to all of the information. We're talking specifically about Where's Your Light? Ascension Edition, also Door to Glory, both of these books available wherever books are sold, and you'll find them at Douglas's website, douglasgradybooks.com. We've got all that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Douglas, let's start with what you learned from the channeling with Apostle John that had to be enlightening. What messages did you receive?
It was an amazing experience to receive that baptism by fire, as the Bible says. And I knew it was something special. But also, it gave me the knowledge that most people don't have, the knowledge of the truth. And so what I've learned from Apostle John is that there's been kind of like conflict between the children of God and the children of darkness. And see, basically, in the universe, God does not impose his will on the people. So if the people, whether good or bad, they can pursue wherever they want. But he knows at the end, love will conquer evil. So he's very patient, and he wants all of his children to get up to heaven to be with that God. So I call it our ancient home. That's where we came from originally. That's where God created our souls.
Yes.
So we were with God, but it was not in part of the universe. It's somewhere else. So that's why I wrote the book, Where's Your Light? Just to explain that we're only here on a journey, but then after our journey, we will come back to our ancient home and remain to be with God. We have never left God. Well, God's always with us, but we just need to know how to find him.
It is such a fascinating story, an excellent read, both of those books, in talking about what Douglas was able to find out through talking with the Apostle John. What do we need to do to bring heaven on earth? And I know that was addressed in your conversations. What do we need to do to bring heaven here so we can feel a piece of heaven right here on earth?
Yes, it's right now, earth, we're just about entering the 1,000 year of peace. And that's what I've learned from Apostle John. And that is, it is the segment of the universe where there's a great central sun, and it emits gamma rays that help to transform our bodies. So he stayed about 1,000 years. That's how long. So I did some research, actually, that it takes our universe to go through that segment of the universe, the central universe, and it takes really 2,000 years. So during the 2,000 years, I'm going to quote 1,000 years. That's where we will transform dramatically. And so what we need to do to bring heaven on earth is to raise our consciousness, the loving consciousness. Many people are, due to the program, Matrix program by the dark side to keep our vibration low, we've been living in fear. So we need to raise that consciousness to love. And basically, looking at love, it's really coming from the heart, whereas fear is coming from the ego. So we all have a guardian angel with us, and they are in our heart. So we're going to get this feeling, whether we get a good feeling, that means it's coming from the heart. Where it's not a good feeling, that means it comes from the ego. It's something that we just have to practice. But we all know that love always conquers fear.
What can we do to raise our spiritual vibration from fear to love? What can we individually do? Do you have any insights in that? What we can do to move from fear to love?
We just need to embrace God in our hearts. God wants to be our companion. He wants us to be close to Him. He is a loving Father. So once we realize that He is with us, then we can follow the journey with God. That's probably the number one thing we need to do. But also, Jesus was quoted in the Bible, like, forgive 77 times 70. The more we forgive, the more we show respect to a fellow man, then we're coming from our hearts. That's why Jesus came down to teach us forgiveness. Right now, the world is not, you know, made that way, unfortunately, but it takes time. God is patience. So we will get there eventually. But everyone has his own spiritual level. So at the end, we will get there.
Our guest on the program is Douglas F. Grady. We're talking about two of his books, the newest, Where's Your Light? Ascension Edition, and Door to Glory, Dialogues with Apostle John. You'll find both wherever books are sold. Douglas's website is douglasgradybooks.com. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, to get the books and more information on Douglas. You touched on this before. I want to go back to talk about the 1,000 years of peace as prophesied by the Apostle John. When will this begin? Will this happen in our lifetimes?
Well, there are 7 super universes in the entire God's creation. There are other universes that have existed before we have. So we're in the youngest universe. So we're in kind of like learning love. So it's a vast space. So our universe has already entered what you call a photon belt. And that is the passage through the central universe. We have already entered into the universe, into that space. So Earth is somewhere in the super universe in the middle. So they say by 2026, our Earth will be fully immersed into the central universe. So we're going to see a dramatic transformation of the society. And now, you know, people might think, well, how can we have heaven on Earth? Well, when people will progress faster than the others. So that's why Apostle John stated that the soul needs to be at least the fourth dimension. Most people are in the third dimension of fear. So when he stated that see the end time. It's only for the end time for the next life. So for those souls that are still living in fear, they will reincarnate on another planet. So that will leave for Earth with, you know, people with a higher dimension. That's how the society will transform dramatically. But all the warring, all the shooting, all those things are happening. But that would be gone as our planet goes through during the 1,000-year peace through the loving central universe. So it's going to take time.
Yes. But sounds
we
like
we will get there.
Yeah, I was going to say,
the more we are closer to our heart, we'll probably be at least a fourth dimension. And then we will continue to reincarnate on this planet, whereas people in the third dimension, like God is forgiving, but some souls need more time to transform.
Yes.
So they go to another planet. Once they transform, then they will come back to Earth at a later time. When they come back to Earth, that's when they reincarnate back to Earth. And then they would be part of the loving environment.
It's a weight, but it's a weight worth accepting, because the results will be transformational, as Douglas talks about. His two books, and we're just touching the surface in this interview today, his two books, Where's Your Light? Ascension Edition, and Door to Glory, Dialogues with Apostle John. You'll find those books wherever books are sold. And this and more information on Douglas's website, DouglasGradyBooks.com. You talk about our DNA unplugged from its natural 12 strands to 2 strands. Why? What caused that?
Yes. Good question. Yes. We were originally from our ancient home. We had DNA of 12 strands. But then fear, when people living on this planet, they've been subjected to fear. So fear, it took away our connection with God. So that's how we lost our 10 strands. Like, people might call it 10 strands. Missing 10 strands, God does not make junk. We all carry an inner chakra, so the 7 chakras. The top chakra is God consciousness. But with all the fear going on, people have lost their connection with God's source. So as we go through during the 1,000-year peace, we're going to get those strands back. So if our chakras are operating, you know, then we will live a healthier lives. We would not die sooner, because the chakras help us to live healthily.
Well, so we can recapture the lost strands. That's good news for all of us and our futures. The books are Where's Your Light? Ascension Edition and Door to Glory, both written by our guest on the program, Douglas F. Grady. We have come to Earth from our ancient home where God created us, as you talked about before. After our soul journey here on Earth, do we all return to our ancient home?
Yes. Yeah. But it would take much longer than the others. So for those who are in the fourth dimension now, they probably rise up to fifth dimension. That is the dimension of love. That's the love consciousness. So, but eventually, God wants all his children to return back to the ancient home.
Douglas Grady, our guest on the program, talking about his two books. I'm just sort of letting this sink in, all of this information you'll find in the two books. The newest is Where's Your Light? Ascension Edition. And again, Douglas's website, douglasgradybooks.com. What has all this meant for you, going through this process of talking through the medium to Apostle John? What has this done for you, your faith and your outlook on where humanity is headed?
I believe I was chosen to do this work. Apostle John mentioned my name as Jacob in one of the channelings. So I asked him why. And he said he knew me one of my past lives. So I guess it was my soul journey that I've been involved with this spirituality. But of course I didn't remember my past life. But he stated that he knew me before. So once I got that spiritual baptism, they knew that I have the answers that the people need to have. Understand.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Talk about the role of mediums. A number of people, prominent figures in the Bible, were considered to be mediums. Talk about that, and it's fascinating how this all works and how you were able to have this conversation, a life-changing conversation, not only for you, but all of the people that pay attention to the message. Talk about the role of mediums.
Yeah, they have been wars from the dark side since the beginning of time. I would say 15,000 years ago, there was a rebellion from the dark forces. So Jesus in the body, when he came here,
yes,
fostered Jesus' soul out in before he came to earth. He was Archangel Michael in the spirit. So he was protecting us, protecting Earth from Lucifer's rebellion. So at the conclusion of the rebellion, the angels have fell, and they came to Earth, but they came to Earth invisible. We don't see them, but they came back as demons. So we have to keep our consciousness high so that demons will overtake our minds. They're part of the problem people are facing. Like the people that drink, demons will use our body to drink, or they inflict pains. So when we raise our consciousness to a higher level, then we are protected. That's like a shield of God,
yes,
protecting us. So the demon can cause a lot of problems. So we have to stay faithful with God and feel the love from the heart, because we all are loving beings, as I found from that spiritual love. I was sound asleep when that happened, and I was awoken by this sharp alarm, and I felt emotion in my head and in my heart. It was just so powerful. It was only for a split second. It was amazing. It was the love that I've never felt anywhere. So that love, I know that we all have it. We all are loving beings. But it's just the fear we have to deal with keeping us from being loving beings. So that's what heaven on earth is going to be like at some point during the 1,000 year of peace. When the people that are not ready to grow spiritually, they move on to another planet. Whereas people that remain here will become more loving. It may take time, but we will get there.
Yes, it sounds like it will take time, and it's up to us as individuals to do our part, what needs to be done to get to the state that Douglas is talking about, that word that he received from the Apostle John, going through remarkable conversations that led to two books, Where's Your Light, Ascension Edition, and Door to Glory, Dialogues with Apostle John. Let's talk about the world to come. We're all concerned about that. You've got, it sounds like, a sense of optimism, don't you, that this is good, and maybe a renewed sense of purpose as you found this out?
Actually, it's a world to come, what we call a new earth. It's really the state of consciousness, the state of consciousness of the world. So, like God, it doesn't impose his will. We will have to do our part to make it the world to come. The world to come is in the future. The earth has already extended to the fifth dimension, the fifth dimension of love. But people are standing on the ground of love, but they're not quite ready yet. They have to realize they have to just follow their heart. The more they are coming from the heart, the more, that's why earth, and at some point in the future, the individual is still in the third dimension. That individual is going to feel very uncomfortable being here on Earth because he's still in the third dimension of fear. And he's not going to be very comfortable being on the planet. So that's why they will reincarnate somewhere else. After they get to a certain level, they will come back. But Earth, by then, it would probably be in the seventh dimension, or even be more of love.
These are groundbreaking books that have been written by our guest. Time going by so quickly. Douglas F. Grady is the author. The books Where Your Light, Where's Your Light, Ascension Edition, that's available wherever books are sold, as is Door to Glory, Dialogues with Apostle John. And Douglas, I understand you've got a new book coming out, The Incredible Journey of Our Savior. Briefly tell us about that book and what we can expect.
It's an amazing book. It hasn't been published yet. But that book, actually, they wrote their own Bible. The Bible was written by half spiritual, half physical. And they kept track of all the events going on in history. See, the Bible was written by man, inspired by God. But there were some things that they didn't understand back then, like over 2,000 years ago. They didn't understand 1,000 years of peace. They didn't understand how we get there. But in this book, it's a large volume book where the book was written by the throne of God. See, they monitor our progress here on the planet. And they send, like Jesus came down at the right time when the planet was going through a difficult time.
Yes.
So they have writers from the throne of God. They call them midwayers. And you get the specific events, even Jesus' family. When Jesus rose from the dead, he has a description of all the people's feelings. And so it was a revelation for people back then. How could someone come back from the dead? In Jesus' case, he came back. It was not often discussed, but his soul was perfect. But he was close to God. So usually after we die, after we pass away, we go up to heaven. And we stay there for a little while to learn more about life. And then we come back again. So before coming back, we get to choose our own past. So they figure out how much you know, the people that they want us to be associated with have to be available. They might still be living on a planet today, so it may take up to 50 years. It might take up to 20 years. I'm sure those people are available for their next life. With Jesus' case, he was so, and also, I had a conversation with my dad. He was having heaven. I asked some questions through the channel, through Marilyn Redman. And she was a professional. She was a professional actor with her craft. So, so I asked some questions. I asked him, what was it like when you first came to heaven? He said, I asked him, who was the first person he met? Who were the people from my family? He said his mother was the first person, just to let him know that everything is okay. But he gave this story that it was like him. We used to have a beach membership. We used to live off the coast. So we had a beach membership. So he said it was like everybody was on the sea, on the, you know, on the beach, waving him, come on, come on, come on.
Yes.
So it, that could be like for all of us when we reach the heaven. It was amazing.
Very informative having Douglas Grady on the program today. We were talking about his two books that are available wherever books are sold. You can also go to his website and get information on the books. The books, Where's Your Light, Ascension Edition, and Door to Glory, Dialogues with Apostle John. Soon a new book out there, and by going to his website, DouglasGradyBooks.com, you'll be able to get information, order the past books, and know when the new book is coming out. Douglas, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us, and hopefully we can do this again.
Oh, sure. I would look forward to. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You as well. And our thanks to Books to Life Marketing, where their passionate literary consultants can put you on a solid track to success and purpose. That's BooksToLifeMarketing.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.